Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Aber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Aber. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Aber trying to get to third. Lenhart throws the ball into Hunter, who relays the ball to Stevens, who tags Aber for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive off the glove of Hatfield, and into shallow right field. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunter scores. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aber is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keane takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Keane moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keane scores. Hatfield moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lund. Young reaches second base with a double. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Larson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Larson moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Larson scores. Hunter moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Hunter moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-3, Browns. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 9-3, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Groth scores. Young goes all the way around to score. Hunter moves to third. It's 11-3, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lund. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Hunter scores. It's 12-3, Browns. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart is hit by the pitch. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to third. Lenhart moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Keen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo is hit by the pitch. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts strikes out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lund hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Lund reaches second base with a double. Dropo moves to third. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Larson covering, for the out. Dropo scores. Lund moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-4, Browns. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keen hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Weak now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Moss reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larson hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hunter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Niemann throws the ball into Boone, who tags Hunter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Moss scores. Groth goes all the way around to score. It's 14-4, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lenhart strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dropeau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-3 in the game. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Dick Weak. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hatfield bunts towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keene moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Delsing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. Hatfield scores. Boone moves to third. It's 14-6, Browns. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 14, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.